Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday night live with the ladies of Right One Right Now.
Hey, hello.
And we're just chilling here, y'all. You guys can call in if you want to and ask questions. The number to call is area code 929-477-2673. But we're inhaling and exhaling tonight, so if you hear a little bit of smoking and talking in the background, just go along with it. So, our first topic is, we're talking about how it is being an African-American in this industry as far as medicinal marijuana. Like, can you give us a little insight about how hard it is and, to get your place in this industry?
I wouldn't say that it's hard. What I would say is that the not knowing what you expect in the industry is hard. Finding your place on perfecting your craft in this industry, I should say, is the hardest thing that I've come across thus far. Because once you step foot in the industry, you have so many alleys you can go down and so many other things that are way abroad. It's just a flower.
So it's easy if you do your homework and educate yourself about it.
You have to educate yourself on all the aspects of the medicinal world. It's a world in all.
Versus smoking, the benefits of our benefits is CBD. CBDs are a good pain management that will allow you to control the substance of pain that you intake with the medicinal medicine.
Okay, that's.
I have it.
PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
It can ruin your life.
Reliving what happened.
Avoiding things that remind me of it.
You feel about yourself, others change.
It's an emotional roller coaster. You're not alone.
Learn how to deal with it.
My name is Kayla, and I was diagnosed with complex PTSD. Throughout my life, I have experienced 3 traumas that have caused this. My PTSD wasn't caused by being deployed and fighting a war overseas. In fact, it was caused by sexual abuse of my father at an early age, sexual exploitation in my teen years, and most recently, experiencing human suffering at the hands of my ex-husband. I've sought a lot of counseling and 12-step meetings to help me cope with my disease and the symptoms of it. I used to experience depression, anxiety, social isolation, lack of self-worth, and severe drug addiction. So, if you're like me and have experienced any of these symptoms because of a life trauma you have experienced, please take the first step towards recovery and seek help from a medical professional or counselor. Because we do recover with help.
Okay, hello, we're back. We're talking to Tia with Right One Right Now about her business in the medicinal marijuana industry and giving you guys a little information on how you could get started, and right now she's going to tell us about pain management. What products are for pain management?
Hello. I'd like to go over some little information about CBD and pain management and the benefits and the quality of pain management that it can bring an impact on acute, chronic, or any type of significant pain, neurological pain.
Mm-hmm.
You still talking? Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that you were still on the mic. But it's a safer way to medicate and target towards the versus being high and walking around with the pain still. So when a person wants to try a CBD product, my suggestions are use it like a regular regimen, as though if you were having a headache and you're going to use a Tylenol or an ibuprofen for the inflammation. If you want to use a pain management CBD, start off with low dosage and kind of like master the way that your body can balance the more equal parts of the CBD.
Yeah, okay. So like well, people that have that work every day and, you know, some of their jobs don't allow them to take pain medication because it's actually a drug. So would this affect someone's job? Like can they inhale or can they use CBD?
CBDs are coming all sorts of forms. You can take it by pill. You can take it as a topical. You can put it on as a cream.
Would it come up in your drug test?
No, because it's a cannabinoid, and it's not the terpenes, and it's not the THC. It's just the pain terpenes from the medicinal part.
Okay, that's good news, because a lot of people think that when you're dealing with cannabis, it's about the high. It's not about the THC at all sometimes. Some people use it for pain, you know, and to basically eat, relax, insomnia, to get some sleep, to actually get motivation, because some people don't even, like people who suffer from anorexia, some of them have to smoke marijuana in order to get an appetite to eat and keep it down. So that's some good information as far as CBD products go. But we're just getting warmed up, and right now we're going to play a little song for you guys. It's called Only Be Me by Bentley Cook. So we hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you.
Yeah. Going to the club tonight. Turn up.
I could never be you, live a good life, being Bentley Cook.
I can only be me.
I'm a leader, not a follower. Roaming like a genie in a bottle.
I can only be me.
Pay attention when I'm speaking. I think I'm all in like I'm keen.
In the bitch, swear I'm on my white boy shit, drinking hand with a twist. Name on the VIP list, came with skinny jeans with a notch on fit. Baby say my swag so Gucci, I ain't hard to see like Blu-ray. Keep a wet pussy on the entree, lot of hill bigger, no tummy. All my niggas Zooli like zombie. You can't come for me, 101 floating off the balcony. Think we ain't balling, really you see. Nigga do you, don't worry about me. Life ain't getting no better than me. Late night tripping out the club with a freak. Pussy on my body, weighing down to my feet.
I can only be me. I could never be you. Live a good life, being Bentley Cook.
I can only be me. I'm a leader, not a follower. Run me like a genie in a bottle.
I can only be me. Pay attention when I'm speaking. I think I'm all in like I'm Keenan.
I can only be me.
Fuck what they say. I'ma do this thing my way.
I like a dark skinned chick with buns like a waffle. Take her home, beat it up, break her off proper. I'm a motherfucker, now she calling me Dada. Team Bentley Coop, what you trying to make the tryout? Started with a dance and she followed me to my house. Hoes ain't lawyer, ain't nothing for me to lie by. Do it like future girl, I'm trying to make it top five. Then I gotta slide out. When the liquor get mixed and the weed get lit, now the DJ playing your song. You wanna jump on that dick, throw it back real quick and make a nigga wanna take you home. Turned up, I'm like, yo, doing me cause I said so. Standing on the bar to let the club know. Team Bentley Coop, do it for the hoes.
And I ain't real
be me. I could never be you, live a good life, being Bentley Coop.
I can only be me.
I'm a leader, not a follower. Run me like a genie in a bottle.
I can only be me.
Pay attention when I'm speaking. I think I'm all in like I'm Keenan.
I can only be me.
Fuck what they say. I'ma do this thing my way.
PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
It can ruin your life.
Reliving what happened.
Avoiding things that remind me of it.
You feel about yourself, others, change.
It's an emotional roller coaster. You're not alone.
Learn how to deal with it.
My name is Kayla, and I was diagnosed with complex PTSD. Throughout my life, I have experienced three traumas that have caused this. My PTSD wasn't caused by being deployed and fighting a war overseas. In fact, it was caused by sexual abuse of my father at an early age, sexual exploitation in my teen years, and most recently, experiencing human suffering at the hands of my ex-husband. I've sought a lot of counseling and 12-step meetings to help me cope with my disease and the symptoms of it. I used to experience depression, anxiety, social isolation, lack of self-worth, and severe drug addiction. So, if you're like me and have experienced any of these symptoms because of a life trauma you have experienced, please take the first step towards recovery and seek help from a medical professional or counselor, because we do recover with help.
Hey, y'all, we back. And we're talking about CBD products. We're talking about THC. And we're just chilling. We actually got Proud Mary playing in the background. So, you know, just feel at home. Kick back with us. Miss Tia is hard at work as always. We all here working at the same time. We multitasking. So I know you hear that chopping in the background. So it's all good. It's Saturday night. We chilling. This last 10 minutes of the show, we just want to vibe out with y'all. We're going to talk about the benefits of pre-rolls. What's the benefits of pre-rolls?
You don't have to roll
it. You don't have to roll it yourself. You don't, it's convenient, it's easy.
I love that.
It's compact. It's not messy. You don't have to break down any blunts or anything like that.
Did you actually see what you mean?
Yeah, and the benefit of people who are handicapped and can't use certain.
Can't roll.
Yeah, oh, they're not able to roll, you know. So, I didn't think of that. So, I know we're so unprofessional. Now, we very professional. We just chilling right now.
Right.
So, anywho, these little last 9 minutes that we have on the show, if you guys feel you need to ask a question, you want to comment on something, we advise you to call in, area code 929-477-2673. We'll answer any questions. This show is rated PG, although we haven't cursed or anything yet. It's possible. So we want to warn people that, you know, you have to get your parents' permission in order to listen to our show. So you have anything that you want to say to the people, too? No. Not at this very moment, Tiff don't have anything to say to you guys. Tia, would you like to say anything? Like shout out? Oh, wait, you know what?
I want to give a shout out to the right one right now.
You know, you know.
Our own house.
Follow her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Most definitely.
And download the right one right now.
Yes, on iOS and Apple Store. Let's do it. Let's do it. The
yes.
App Store.
So we're actually
we didn't prepare too many songs for you guys tonight because we're going to just chill out with you guys and see what's going on with the studio.
Oh,
my girls ain't talking to me.
What's going on? I'm right. Come on.
Come on in the building. Come on in the building.
We talking about
THC, CBD.
And the benefits of the payment.
Right one right now. What you think about right one right now?
I mean, well, look, you know, we up and coming. We just started in August and we're not. We just dropped off a lot of different concentrates on the app, you know. We got a lot of different things going, jumping off with it.
Family-owned business.
Definitely family-owned business. Most definitely. It should be a couple of bells every time we say, right one, right now. We got to get you together.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Once again, you guys, that was Kamal. He's a family member in the business. You see, he's very knowledgeable as far as the products and what's going on. So we're going to have Kamal back with us on the last show. So right now we want you to, like, you know, follow us on Twitter at Right One Right Now, RYGT1, RYGT Now.
You must be 21 years or older to participate in the movement.
Yes, you have to be.
64, that's what we voted for.
Yes, you have to be.
Be prepared.
Yes.
All adults in the house.
You have to be.
Say mama.
Mama. Okay, we're going to play. We didn't download too many songs tonight. So we're going to play Bentley Coop one more time. We'll be better prepared for you guys to have some more songs on for you. We have some artists on. So go ahead and enjoy this last song, Bentley Coop, Only Be Me, because that's all we can be is ourselves. So continue to support us and tune in for our next show. We're going to have in the next 2 weeks. We'll have promotions, and we'll send you guys information on that. Yeah, what's good in the hood? That's what it is. What's good in the hood? 2 weeks. We're going to prepare for that. We're going to have a lot of stuff for you guys, and we're going to have some fun. And we're going to inhale and exhale.
Hi. Team Bentley Coop. Yeah. Going to the club tonight.
I could never be you, live a good life being Bentley Coop.
I call it me.
I'm a leader, not a follower. Roaming like a genie in a bottle.
I call it me.
Pay attention when I'm speaking. I think I'm all in like I'm keen.
I call it me.
Oh, what they say? I'ma do this thing my way. Pull up and I'm hiding the bitch. Swear I'm on my white boy shit, drinking hand with a twist. Name on a VIP list, came with skinny jeans with a notch gon' fit. Baby say my swag so Gucci, I ain't hard to see like Blu-ray. Keep a wet pussy on the entree. Lot of hill bigger, no tummy. All my niggas do it like zombie. You can't come for me. 101 floating off the balcony. Think we ain't ballin', really you see. Nigga do you, don't worry about me. Life ain't getting no better than me. Late night trippin' out the club with a freak. Pussy on my body way down to my feet.
Be me.
I could never be you, live a good life being Bentley Coop.
I call it be me.
I'm a leader, not a follower. Roaming like a genie in a bottle.
I call it be me.
Pay attention when I'm speaking. I think I'm all in like I'm keen.
I call it be me.
Fuck what they say. I'ma do this thing my way. I like a dark skinned chick with buns like a waffle. Take her home, beat it up, break her off proper. I'm a motherfucker, now she calling me Dada. Team Bentley Coop, what you trying to make the tryout? Started with a dance and she followed me to my house. Hoes ain't lawyer, ain't nothing for me to lie by. Do it like future girl, I'm trying to make it top five. Then I got a slide eye. When the liquor get lit, when the weed get lit, now the DJ playing your song. You wanna jump on that dick, throw it back real quick and make a nigga wanna take you home. Turned up, I'm like, yo, doing me cause I said so. Standing on the bar to let the club know. He
Team Bentley Coupe, do it for the hoes.
And that's real.
Be me. I could never be you. Live a good life being Bentley Coupe.
I can only be me. I'm a leader, not a follower. Run me like a Jimmy in a bottle.
I can only be me. Pay attention when I'm speaking. I think I'm all in like I'm Keenan.
I can only be me.
Fuck what they say. I'ma do this thing my way.
What a god, I'm turned up right now. I'm bouncing all over the club right now.
Been the cool, took time for that double take.
I have it.
PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
It can ruin your life.
Reliving what happened.
Avoiding things that remind me of it.
You feel about yourself, others, change.
It's an emotional roller coaster. You're not alone.
Learn how to deal with it.
My name is Kayla, and I was diagnosed with complex PTSD. Throughout my life, I have experienced three traumas that have caused this. My PTSD wasn't caused by being deployed and fighting a war overseas. In fact, it was caused by sexual abuse of my father at an early age, sexual exploitation in my teen years, and most recently, experiencing human suffering at the hands of my ex-husband. I've sought a lot of counseling and 12-step meetings to help me cope with my disease and the symptoms of it. I used to experience depression, anxiety, social isolation, lack of self-worth, and severe drug addiction. So, if you're like me and have experienced any of these symptoms because of a life trauma you have experienced, please take the first step towards recovery and seek help from a medical professional or counselor, because we do recover with help.